It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, a daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
We're warm.
Yeah, it's toasty.
It's been toasty for a few days. It's going to stay toasty for more than a few more. It's going to be a toasty week here in the Nishna Valley.
Yeah. Not much relief in sight.
Not much, no. If you're praying for rain, you got to pray harder. Because they're not being answered right now. 73 degrees outside already this morning, and I'm guessing this is going to be a busy boy here this week. What do you think?
Yeah, I imagine the phone will probably ring a couple times anyhow.
Yeah, the air conditioning never breaks down when it's 20 below. Well, maybe it does. We just don't notice it when it's 20 below zero out. But when it's hot out, yeah, things happen, and that's why you're here.
That's right.
Hey, Brett's in with us this morning. He'd like to tell us about Camblin Plumbing and Heating. Have at it, sir.
Hey, since our homes use duct systems to heat and cool most days out of the year, you should have a choice of any time to get your duct work cleaned and benefit immediately. If you are an allergy sufferer, you should consider having this done. The air that circulates in your home passes over all the mold, mildew, debris, dust, and pollens that collect in the duct work in your home. This air comes back to the furnace through your return air and runs back out into your home to pass over and needs to pass over clean surfaces, not contaminated ones. We also have available a fungicide that will help alleviate the growth of mildews, molds, or pollens in the future. Give us a call for an appointment to get your ducts cleaned in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286.
Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that very much. You know, it's going to be warm out this week, and you know how it is when in the middle of the afternoon on a very hot, sunny day, you walk outside in your bare feet and you can't stand on the concrete for terribly long. It gets a little warm. I think it's going to be warm enough this week that you won't be able to stand out in the yard for very long, because there's not much moisture in that stuff anyway. It's almost like concrete in some places. Going to be a hot one out there. You know, it's pretty easy when the kids, when you're not feeling well because of the heat, you can tell, obviously. And when the kids aren't feeling well, you could usually pretty well tell because they'll say something to you. What about your pets? Pay attention to your pets when the weather's real hot out there, too, because it can happen very quickly if you're not paying attention. The ASPCA gives us some tips on how to deal with kind of those things and what to look for. So if you're concerned about your pets or your husbands, depending upon, how you view them.
Whoever's in the doghouse.
That's right. Whoever happens to be in the doghouse this particular time. You know, and that's something, too, you don't really think much about. They're probably not going to spend a lot of time. You're probably thinking, there's shade in the doghouse. Go crawl in there once and see how hot it is in there. The dog probably isn't going to spend much time in there. So if that's the only shade he has, he might not be getting any at all because it's just not very comfortable. But, you know, if you are going to be out, if you're going to have your animals outside, we don't talk much about livestock and stuff, typically. But, you're dealing with farmers and ranchers who are pretty used to dealing with those kinds of issues on a daily basis. It's the pets that sometimes kind of get forgotten because we tend to maybe take them a little bit for granted. They're just going to take care of themselves. Well, they're bright. They're smart. They're pretty resourceful. But they need some help once in a while, too. You know, a visit to the vet once in a while for a checkup is just as important as a visit to the doctor is for us. So, you know, get your pets tested for things like heartworms, different types of things, parasites, ticks, fleas, those kinds of things. You know, they can always look for all those kinds of things. But, you know, we talk up front about shade, and that's really a key. When the weather is really, really hot, like it's going to be the next several days, pets dehydrate very quickly. So make sure you get them plenty of fresh, clean water. Not just water, but fresh, clean water. And if you can, put that water dish somewhere where it's going to be shady most of the day. I don't know about you, but on a hot day, the thought of gulping down a nice hot glass of water just does not sound very inviting. In fact, you're probably just not drinking at all.
I'm drinking hot coffee right now.
Yeah, but you're also sitting in an air-conditioned room.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, if you're going to be outdoors like that, fresh, clean water, and make sure you put it someplace where it's not going to become boiling water. Make sure they have a shady place to get out of the sun, and don't over-exercise them if you're going to be out with them either when it's going to be extremely hot. If you can keep them indoors, that would probably be the best thing to do as well. And also, understand the warning signs, too. As we said up front, when the kids aren't feeling well, they're going to say something. When you're not feeling well, you know it. But when your animals aren't feeling well, they're not very good about showing that sometimes. In fact, sometimes they just like to go hide. You know, when they're not feeling well, they like to be left alone. And you may not even notice if you're not looking for stuff like that. So watch for the symptoms that you might find in overheating pets. Things like excessive panting, any difficulty in breathing at all, heart and respiratory rates increasing. Drooling is another one to watch for. Mild weaknesses, stupor, or even collapsing. It can also cause seizures, bloody diarrhea, and vomit, along with an elevated body temperature of over 104 degrees. PCA says that animals who have flat faces, like pugs and Persian cats, are actually more susceptible to heat stroke because they can't pant as effectively as other animals. They say these pets, along with the elderly, if you have older pets, if you have pets that tend to be maybe a little bit overweight, it's kind of all like humans, I guess. You know, those that are more susceptible to those types of things. Those animals with heart or lung diseases, all more susceptible to the heat. So they should all be kept in cool, air-conditioned rooms as much as you possibly can. So watch for those different kinds of warning signs. Parking your car. You know, sometimes pets love to go with you. They just love to be around, and you like to have them with you. And they may like to stick their head out, let their ears just flow in the breeze. That's great when the car is moving, but what happens when the car stops? You know, you're not going to take them into the bank with you, right? Well, maybe you'll try. I don't know how much they'd like that, but you know, you don't want to leave your animals alone in a parked vehicle. On a hot day, have you ever sat in a car? Yeah, I mean, even just an air-conditioned car. You're driving someplace, you stop. I'm just going to run in for a second. And you run in someplace real quick, and you're back out in just a couple of minutes, and you sit back down in that car, and you're thinking, whew, boy, did it get hot in here awful fast. Well, now just imagine that your dog is stuck in there. I mean, you wouldn't do that to a friend or a child or a relative. Don't do it to your dog or cat either. You know, on a hot day, a parked car becomes a furnace very, very quickly, even if you keep the windows open or cracked a little bit. And it can lead to a fatal heat stroke very, very quickly. Leaving pets unattended in cars in extreme weather also is illegal in several states, too. So, you know, be careful of those kinds of things, because it doesn't take very long for that stuff to happen. You wouldn't want to do it. You'd feel very uncomfortable. And if you'd feel uncomfortable that way, it's a pretty good bet that your animal is going to feel very uncomfortable there as well. You know, another thing to be concerned about, too, is don't leave pets unsupervised around like a pool, for example. You know, most folks think of, well, you know, dogs, they just dog paddle, they'll take care of it. You know, not all dogs are good swimmers. Not all people are good swimmers, you know, and then pets are the same way. So, you know, you want to introduce your pets to water gradually. Make sure that they wear flotation devices when they're on boats. Rinse your dog off after they go swimming to remove any chlorine or salt from his fur. You don't need him licking that stuff and ingesting it for days. Try to keep your dog from drinking the pool water. That contains chlorine and other different chemicals. All those kinds of things could upset the stomach there, too. So you want to keep them away for all those kinds of things. Another thing they mentioned, too, we don't have a lot of high-rise apartments and stuff here in the area, but you know, even if you're up in the second floor somewhere, but they say during warmer weather, the folks at the ASPCA, they said that they see an increase in injured animals because of what they call high-rise syndrome. It occurs when pets, and mostly cats, actually, fall out of windows or doors and are seriously or fatally injured. They said pet owners need to understand that it's completely preventable if they take some simple precautions. All unscreened windows or doors in the home should be closed, and you want to make sure you make any adjustable screens secure. Tighten them down because, you know, those animals, they like that. They're going to look for that air moving there. And just cats especially, they like to sit in windows anyway. They'll just lean right up against that screen, just the same way they lean up against your leg if you're sitting on the sofa or something. And if it's not secure, boom, next thing you know, they're down. Now, if it's just a first-story window, of course, most people think, well, it's a cat. They'll land on their feet. No, not always. But if it's a first-story window, it's, you know, maybe one thing. But, you know, what if it's up in the second-floor bedroom window? You know, you don't need any accidents like that to happen. So be aware of those things. Make those adjustments. Also, they talk about hair trimming and stuff, too. You know, trimming longer hair on the dog maybe is okay, but they say you should never shave your dog. The ASPCA suggests that the layers of a dog's coat helps to protect them from overheating and sunburn. Dogs and cats can sunburn just like the same way we can. It's, you know how uncomfortable it is to be saddled with a bad sunburn. Now imagine your dog or cat, because they're going to be licking it, and their tongues are, you know, a little sticky. It's just, it could cause a lot of problems. So beware of those things, too. Brushing cats more often than usual can prevent some problems that are caused by excessive heat. It'll take out the stray hairs and things there. But be sure that any sunscreen or insect repellent product that you might use on your pet is labeled specifically for use on animals. Don't shave the dog. Don't shave the dog and then leave him out in the direct sunlight. Also, as far as the concrete and stuff goes, too, remember what we said up front about standing outside? You can't stand very long on the deck or out on the concrete in your bare feet. Well, you know, their pads on the bottom of their feet are a little tougher than our feet tend to be because, you know, we baby our feet quite a bit. But that doesn't mean they're indestructible. When the temperature gets really, really high, don't let the dog linger on any kind of, like, hot asphalt and stuff. Because being so close to the ground, the dog's body can heat up very quickly as well. And those sensitive paw pads can get burned. And you know what it's like walking around on pads that are scorched like that? They won't. It takes a long time for them to heal because they're going to continue doing damage and stuff too. Just imagine burns on the bottom of your feet. They're very sensitive. So keep your walks during these times to a minimum if you're going to take the dogs outside to do different things. And other things having to do with the outdoors, not necessarily the heat, but, you know, there are a lot of commonly used flea and tick products, rodenticides, the mouse and rat baits and things like that, lawn and garden insecticides. All these types of things can be harmful to cats and dogs if it's ingested. So you want to keep that stuff out of their reach. When you walk your dog, make sure you steer clear of different areas that you suspect may have been sprayed with insecticides or other types of chemicals. You know, those citronella candles, the different oil products and insect coils, things like that, keep those out of your pet's reach as well. And you may have to get your animal to a veterinarian right quick if you suspect they may have ingested something that they probably shouldn't have. And also, if you are going to be outside, we've got Labor Day weekend coming up. Folks will be having some parties, maybe some outdoor barbecues, things like that. Have that last party in the backyard before we get back to our real business here late fall. But if you're going to take Fido along to your backyard barbecue or party, just remember that the food and the drink that you may enjoy might not work so well for them. Alcoholic beverages need to stay away from pets. They can cause intoxication, depression, and comas. Also, remember, a lot of snacks that your human friends enjoy aren't meant for pets. You know, any change of diet, even for just one meal, can give your dog or cat severe digestive ailments. And at the very least, do you want to be cleaning all that stuff up off your floor when it comes out either end? It's not that much fun. Avoid raisins, grapes, onions, chocolate as well, and some products with different types of sweeteners in them. All can be poisonous, and at the very least, they can cause digestive problems, and at the worst, they can be poisonous and cause the dog illness or death. So be very careful about those things, but watch them outside in hot weather like this. You wouldn't like to be sitting out there for 8 hours, would you?
No.
I know your customers wouldn't. That's why they keep calling.
That's why they call. Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Sooner the better.
That's right. Yeah, you bet. And I know it's different. Can I ask you a quick question? Kind of put you on the spot a little bit here.
Here we go.
Well, because when the weather gets hot, I know how it goes. I mean, when it's hot in the house and the furnace, your air conditioning system isn't working properly, if there's a problem, you want it fixed immediately.
Yeah.
Is it reasonable to expect in this type of weather someone to be able to get out, a professional to be able to get out in a short period of time?
We try to answer a call the same day if we can. You know, of course, when you get inundated, it doesn't always work that way, but we do like to try and get to the same place the same day. It doesn't always happen, but most of the time we can get out and at least answer it and see if we can get you running that day. You know, in a perfect world, it'd be great if we all had all the parts that we needed, but it just don't always go that way.
Well, sometimes I think folks seem to think in the back of their mind that you and your staff are just sitting around waiting for the phone to ring.
Yeah.
And it's not like that. You can't
No.
run a business that way. So Yeah. you've got other appointments and things and installations and what have you to take care of. So I guess the bottom line is if you suspect there's a problem, if it's the earlier in the day you can call, the better.
Yeah, and that's one good thing about us, too. I've got 8 technicians. You know, if you go to a one-man shop, you wait for one man. You got a 1 in 8 chance with me. So
very good.
It helps.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there you go. They'll do the best they can to get there as quickly as they can and get you comfortable again. Tell us more about Camblin's.
Troubleshooting a furnace or air conditioner takes a technician that knows what he's doing. Come to trust in Camlin Plumbing and Heating, a company that's been around since 1918, curing all kinds of problems on all brands of equipment. With as much time as we've been in business, Camlin Plumbing and Heating has tackled some of the hardest problems in the area. We've created the confidence that so many of your neighbors and friends have spoken about. Give us a try next time you have a problem and with any of your heating or air conditioning units. We promise you will be pleased. In Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286. Thought of the day comes from good old Confucius this morning. Choose a job that you love, and you will never have to work a day in your life.
Spoken like a man who never worked a day in his life.
He chose a job he quotes.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, even if you love it, once in a while it's work.
Yeah.
Once in a while it's work. Very good. Thanks, Brett. Appreciate you coming in. Better get you out the door. You probably got some calls.
Yeah, I'm sure the phone's ringing.
All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Hey, you got to make it a great day. Stay cool, and God bless America.